This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Third hour as we roll in. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you carry a gun for self-defense, whether you carry it in your car, if you have it in your home, or if you have a permit to carry a gun, if you're carrying one and you intend to use it for self-defense, if you have to, then you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. The chat room is quite animated tonight. Right now we're having a discussion about what Trump would do, and they're talking about vetting refugees. Let's talk about vetting refugees just for a second before we go into the next topic. Vetting refugees, normally the way you vet is you have to go through a background check exercise of them. Normally you would do this within the government. Now, with Syrian refugees, there's nobody to call. And the Obama administration has taken the vetting process down from 18 months to 3 because they're just trying to make some arbitrary number. They want to hit 10,000, right? So they're asking what Trump would do, and it would be my hope. I don't know because I haven't heard him articulate this. But if you can't vet somebody, I would hope he would stop it. He has said that he would put a pause on all of these Syrians coming in. And that's a pretty big issue. I mean, you look at what's happening over in Europe right now, and Europe is about to go dark because they haven't been vetting. But Europe took all those refugees because they were just trying to maintain the welfare state. Their population aged, sort of like ours, and they decided to import some new people to pay into the system. So they brought in, they started bringing in these people from the Middle East. And nobody's been asking this one question. Why aren't we sending these people from the Middle East to other countries in the Middle East if they're running from this war-torn strife? Why aren't they going to UAE? Why aren't they going to Saudi Arabia? Iran? Turkey? Why aren't they going to these places? They've already got their little prayer places out there. They can hook up to face Mecca every day. I mean, it's happening, and they don't have to build anything to do it. And that's because they're trying to spread Islam. That's why. That's why they're doing this. That's why that's happening. And either we're going to do it, or Europe is going to do it, because very shortly Europe is going to start having beheadings out there in the streets. France. Look for France and Germany. Look to see a movement begin in France and in Germany for them to leave the European Union too. Because what's happening with the European Union is the European Union basically has open borders. They just don't have borders. You don't have to have a passport to go from France to Spain and from Spain to Britain and, from those countries to any other EU members. So these cats, once they hit the border, which it's sort of funny because, like, in places like Italy right now, like at Lake Como, which is beautiful, I would go to Lake Como in a heartbeat. I would empty George Clooney's trash at his Lake Como house just to see it. They've got a bunch of Somalis because Switzerland closed off their border. So now they've got a bunch of Somalis there, and very shortly, Lake Como is going to start looking a lot like Minneapolis. Like Linden Hills in Minneapolis. So vetting is not something that is easily done. I've been vetted by the FBI before, and it took about a year. Wasn't very much fun, especially when I got back. When I got back and I started talking to me, hey, why the FBI come and talk to me about you? I don't know, sorry. An officer with the city of San Francisco this past Tuesday was arrested on gun charges after the department's Internal Affairs Division ended a year-long investigation. Thomas Abrahamson, 50, a Berkeley resident, was charged with one felony count of manufacturing an assault weapon and one felony count of possession of an assault weapon. Authorities say Internal Affairs began its investigation in the summer 2015 after learning Abrahamson was in the possession of a prohibited AR-15-style assault rifle and AR-15 receiver components. I've got two setups like that in my safe right now. Abrahamson, a 18-year veteran of the department, is currently on unpaid administrative leave. He surrendered himself and was booked in at the San Francisco County Jail. Acting Chief of Police Tony Chaplin called the arrest part of an effort to build and maintain trust with the community. In the spirit of Not On My Watch initiative, department members will continue to hold each other accountable and will act swiftly to report any behavior that might dishonor or bring dishonor to the police department. So in other words, the police are ratting each other out. That's so good for morale. And Mr. Abrahamson is guilty of something that in about 45 other states, they would just say, nice gun. And that's it. And he's an 18-year veteran of the police department, and he's being charged with possession of a prohibited AR-15. So here's one of the only ones. You know, they're always telling us, well, you know, cops should be the only ones that have guns. Here's a cop. He's been a cop for 18 years. And he's probably going to get arrested. He's probably going to go to jail for possessing a gun that I can have 50 of here in South Carolina. And I'll bet you that irony doesn't even penetrate him. I bet you he's just sitting there saying, I wish I hadn't done that. Instead of looking around and saying, you know, if I'd done that over the border in Nevada, nobody would be saying anything to me. They'd be like, hey, that's a nice gun there, Abrahamson. What's his first name? Thomas. Nice gun, Tom. This is relativity on display. This is where, California with a K strikes again. Right now, while they're going after this cop for having a gun that most of the country calls legal, they're having other cops have their guns stolen out of their cars because they leave their guns in their cars. They've had hundreds of guns stolen on their watch. And they've got a problem. I wonder if there's any cash reward for turning in another cop. I don't know. So, Not On My Watch initiative. Or the Stasi, as they called it in East Germany during the 80s when I was over there. Which, I wasn't in East Germany. I was prepared to kill all of those East Germans that came over my border. At least that was my hope. When we get back, we're going to talk about, this is a minor ripple in the fabric of things, but we're going to talk about it. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
ones you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind American service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Like I said, if you carry a gun for self-defense, whether you carry it permitted on your body, legally in your car, whether you have it in your house, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. This has a bunch of things, a bunch of items that they cover that most, if not, well, actually none, nobody covers what they cover. Let me just put it that way. SecondCallDefense.org. Now, a defamation suit against two bloggers has been tossed out of court. I have been associated, and I am very proud to have be associated with Frog Lube. Some of you don't like Frog Lube, and that's okay. I know Larry Lasky. I know Stacy Lasky, his wife, and they are delightful people. I've heard the stories about Larry Lasky. I know all this stuff about him. And I've heard the junk about his product. However, I will say this. I don't care. His product works, and it does what it says it's going to do. And to succeed in business today, if you're not a mercenary, well, you're not going to succeed. And since Larry is a former part of the chain of command of the SEALs, I expect him to be more mercenary than most. So, for a short period of time, though, besides them, there I had a company called FireClean. Now, FireClean was a different kind of lubricant. It was actually the slickest stuff I've ever messed with. If you got some on your weapon, on the outside of your weapon, you really need to wipe it off because you wouldn't be able to hold it. You wouldn't be able to hang on to it. And it worked. I mean, the lubricating quality of that stuff worked. FireClean was called out as being Crisco. A couple of bloggers, Everett Baker and Andrew Tuohy, got out there and said, They did reviews of it, and they did some spectrum analyses of this, and they likened it to Crisco. And Judge James Kakaris rejected the FireClean argument which was that they had been defamed by these guys because they were trying to attract readers. Kakaris said in his opinion, although such a conspiracy is logically possible, it is not plausible based on the facts of this record. Now, Tuohy and Baker did not originate this rumor of this. Some guys did a video with FireClean and cooked some eggs with it. But my question is this. If it lubricates a gun well, does it matter? Some people would take exception with what they were charging. FireClean was a premium lubricant. And it costs like a premium lubricant. And, you know, I never really got that much of a chance to deal with them that much. If you're using it and you like it, I would say, okay, cool. I do not understand why you would feed a bunch of trolls, though. Because, believe me, Larry Lasky gets attacked every time he inhales at Frog Group. He's attacked, attacked, attacked. When I was at the NRA meetup, people were coming up to me because they knew of my association with him and say, let me tell you some stories about Larry Lasky. I'd be like, no. I don't care because I've used the stuff long enough now, and I've seen the way the stuff works to where, you know, if you get out there and tell, you know, if one day I see Larry Lasky being marched away on television and a bunch of officials are standing over a pile of baby little shoes and saying that they were, you know, lampshades made out of skin or something, I would have to listen to that, but that's not happening. That's not happening. Now, as for the bloggers, I don't know who Everett Baker is. Andrew Tuohy does something called the Varwappen blog, And he also he has a YouTube channel, and he likes to, I've seen him before, where if he doesn't like you, he finds a way to make your product look bad. And some of these gun companies do not like that. And they get very upset. When I was involved with Battle Comp, he went after Battle Comp for some stupid reason. I think probably because Battle Comp wouldn't send him any free Battle Comps for him to do a test. He wanted to do some tests, so he calls him up and says, let me have some Battle Comps. Okay, how many do you want? I need about 8. How many rifles are you going to attach these things to test? How many rifles you got? You know. Oh, gosh. That, you know. That kind of predatory stuff is only going to go as far as his following. And Tui just doesn't have that big of a following. He has a following, without a doubt. He has a YouTube channel. People watch his videos. He actually does some fairly decent technical videos as far as what he talks about as far as weapons are concerned. But at the same time, he claims to be a bunch of things in the military. And, you know, looking at it, looking at the time he spent in the military, you know, that's sort of like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places when he's saying, I was Agent Orange. You know, Agent Orange, I was in Sang Bang, Ping Pong, you know. I look at that, and he claims to have been in country in the Middle East for 11 months and went on 200 missions. And he claims to have worked with 3 different services while he was in the service. I worked with 1 for a week. So, I don't... He must have been like a super soldier. And he was a corpsman, too, so, you know... I don't know why FireClean felt like they had to go after this. Now they look bad. If you're using FireClean and it works for you, I would suggest you continue to use it. If you like Andrew Tui and Everett Baker and you like the stuff they do, continue to watch it. This was just an exercise in wasting time. One thing that's been happening is that the Democrats, there was a bunch of email dumped just in time for the DNC. And we're going to talk about that when we get back, just because of it didn't really do that much, but it sure was fun to watch it. This is Lock and Load.
For an edge, eliminating the false, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You know how I feel about them. Go do it. Go do it today.
I'm a little excited now that the progressives have, and the media, which are the progressives, have finally decided they don't like the Russians. And it's about damn time. When I was in high school, I used to see on the news how they were always talking about how we needed to disarm because of the Cold War. The Cold War was going to lead to Armageddon, to the apocalypse. Then, of course, nobody was talking about disarming Russia or the Soviet Union, USSR at the time, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic, as you will. Big Bad Bear was okay. I mean, you know, we should, you know, that was the revolution, comrade, you know. So then I joined the military and posted up in Bavaria of what was then West Germany, facing the Big Bad Bear for 3 years, training. 2 years out of that 3 years in the field to face the USSR in World War III. And my job was to kill as many of them as I could until I got wiped out, which we all presumed was going to happen in about 24 to 72 hours. So, you know, while I have watched, you know, after the USSR broke up, which the wall came down shortly after I got out of the military,
as I've watched the USSR break up, you know, people, Putin has very ambitious ideas of what Russia should be. And, you know, for some reason, the progressives did not, they didn't want to dislike him. But now the pinko dorks have figured out what's going on. And it's about time. So now me and a bunch of other Cold Warriors, and I had perfect attendance all during the Cold War, we're his pals because, well, we're Putin's pals anyway, because I'm enjoying the hell out of this perfectly timed disclosure of the DNC purloined emails. They make undeniable what we always knew and what the Democrat-owned media has tried desperately to hide. The Democrat Party is not a political party, but a crime cartel, peddling lies and trading influence for dollars and crushing the aspirations of anyone stupid enough to actually believe in it. Now, their reaction to revelations was not to change its ways. All they did was dump the half-wit Debbie Wasserman Schultz, which is like sacrificing the spam. The reaction of the Democrats and the suddenly not Walter Duranty media were classic. Like a teen confronting her dad who's holding the baggie of weed he found on her nightstand, the DNC cried, "Oh my God, I can't believe you went through my stuff." And then they throw themselves on the bed screaming, "It's so unfair." And it's hard not to R-O-F-L-M-A-O when Clinton media stooges cite anonymous FBI sources intoning that it's clearly Putin and he clearly wants to influence the election in favor of Donald Trump. This is the same FBI who couldn't figure out how to pin a crime on the manifestly guilty pantsuit and which shrugs, "Gee, we have no idea about his motive," every time some Muslim radical shouts Allahu Akbar and goes on a shooting spree. Now, did Putin do it? Probably. But then I was never stupid or dishonest enough to claim that WikiLeaks and Snowden and the rest were anything but neo-Soviet fronts using classic disinformation tactics spiffed up for the digital age. And the Democrats, cry me a river about your sudden reluctance to have the bear do what bears do in the woods all over Hillary's election chances. Your hero, Teddy Kennedy, pioneered unnatural acts of bear loving when he wasn't busy leaving girls to drown in his car. So what did Putin do? Or why did he do it? Who knows? It might, you know, causing chaos is always a goal of the ex-KGB spies. Or maybe he might really prefer Donald Trump to be the president over Hillary Clinton. Still, the notion that he owns Trump because Trump companies did deals with Russian companies is silly. Clinton Incorporated does business with Russians, too. And his Trump's ability to turn on a dime when an ally stops being useful is legendary. Just ask Donald Trump's good buddy Ted Cruz. So Putin is trying to buy himself a pal by forcing Trump on America by exposing the Democrats' massive corruption. Well, it's sort of an iffy bet. I mean, it's not one I would make. Does Putin want to avoid 4 years of dealing with pantsuit? Why would he want to do that when it's absolutely certain he's sitting on the contents of her email servers, including the good stuff the FBI refused to charge her with obstruction of justice for deleting? And it's hard to imagine him resisting throwing that gasoline on the fire. So I'm waiting to see what the FSB drops right at the moment they can cause that hideous monster the most damage. And, by the way, Putin not liking her doesn't compel anyone to vote for an aspiring fascist who wants to make it possible to jail those who criticize her, limit our right to practice our religion to those acts of devotion that don't interfere with her progressive desires, and disarm us in the face of the criminals she excuses, while rendering us unable to defend ourselves from her ambitions. Is she opposing Putin? No, that's her role model. Now, there's a bit of a problem with Donald Trump and his comments about NATO. Deterrence works because our opponents believe we will keep our word and fight. Trump has not said we would never fight his promise, but he left a whiff of doubt. And that's undeniably bad. This is an indicator of not having any political acumen. I don't like politicians, but when somebody gets out there and makes a slip up like that, he needs to be kicked right between his eyes. On the other hand, Obama's been shafting allies for 8 years, and with Clinton by his side for half of them. And Trump's comments about not honoring our Article 5 commitments are still terrible. He needs to walk them back and indicate that an attack on Estonia, Poland, or wherever means war with the U.S. to the extent that the Obama shrunken military can still fight a conventional war. And when he's elected, the prissy conservative foreign policy establishment that's boycotted him for having cooties needs to cut out their whiny posturing and get into the administration and square it away. If you want to save NATO, though, make no mistake that what Trump is saying resonates with millions of Americans, including vets. Many NATO countries have amazingly left their militaries with or even worse than ours. In the 80s, the Bundeswehr didn't go to the field to defend their own country as much as we did. We spent more to defend their country. So, until our allies step up and match our contribution, Trump is going to talk about it because he's looking to do some economic things. But I am having a good time with this particular part of the election. I'm having a really good time with it. Last break of the hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, last call. Last time on the firing line. It's not the last call for alcohol. What was I thinking? What am I thinking? Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. If you got that card, you are ready. Now, you can say what you want to say about the RNC convention, but whatever happened there, I don't remember seeing a single speaker there whose sole accomplishment was raising a delinquent who attacked a cop. We're currently watching the wholesale attack and murder of law enforcement in various areas. Dallas 5, 3 in Baton Rouge, scattered attacks of police all over, just for being there. They haven't done anything to anybody just for being there. Well, in Philadelphia, Leslie McSpadden, mother of Mike Brown, America's most famous cop assaulting criminal, appeared on the stage at the Democratic National Convention. Welcome to Pantsuits Convention, celebrating the anti-police group Black Lives Matter. The whole reason for existence of Black Lives Matter is the belief that cops are wantonly killing black people. But of the four, but only four of the dead black kids being honored were even killed by cops. Two were murdered by black gang members. Of the four deaths that involved the police, all victims were fighting the cops when they died. In this regard, I noticed that six of the nine mother of the movement have different last names from their little precious snowflakes. The children were the same names, with the same names as their mothers, with two who were gunned down by black gangs, as well as one schizophrenic who unfortunately had grabbed an officer's baton, was hitting him with it when he got himself shot. After massive, enormously expensive investigations, only one officer in any of these four cases was convicted of any offense. Involuntary manslaughter for the 2009 shooting by a BART police officer of Oscar Grant, who was in the process of being arrested for an enormous public brawl when he was shot. Contrast his death with the deaths of 15-year-old Hadia Pendleton and 16-year-old Blair Holt. Hadia was shot in the back by black gang members while in a Chicago park with her friends, who were mistaken for members of a rival gang. Blair was riding a school bus when a black gang member boarded the bus and began shooting. The police are trying to get those criminal gangs off the street, and their job would be a lot easier without thugs like Mike Brown violently attacking them. It'd be a lot easier if they weren't being constantly harassed by the Black Lives Matter and their lunatic accusations of racist policing. It would be a lot easier if they were not being targeted for assassination and mass murders by homicidal nuts, ginned up by Black Lives Matter. Shooting deaths of police are up 78% so far this year. And it would be a lot easier without a group officially supported by the Democrats leading marches down the streets chanting, "What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it? Now." Why does the Democratic platform endorse Black Lives Matter? And more importantly, why was Mike Brown's mother on stage at the Democratic National Convention? Now, as absurd as the other cases have been, none have been so authoritatively disproved as the yarn about the gentle giant Brown begging for his life from Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson before being shot in the street like a dog. Within a few weeks of that narrative, hands up, don't shoot, being broadcast as fact from every media outlet, we saw the video of the gentle giant robbing a store and roughing up the clerk shortly before his encounter with Officer Wilson. This was followed by both extensive investigations by a grand jury and the Department of Justice, led by the most racist anti-police attorney general we've ever had, Eric Holder. And even Holder's Justice Department had to concede that the whole hands up, don't shoot story was a bald-faced lie. Wilson was completely cleared in the shooting of Mike Brown. As the investigations proved, Big Mike had violently assaulted Wilson, grabbed for his gun, and was charging the officer when Wilson shot and killed his raging behemoth attacker. However, half-heartedly, Pantsuit claims to oppose cop killing. So why is she using her convention to promote the biggest lie in the pantheon of anti-cop lies and to celebrate a man whose most famous act was to violently assault a police officer? Because of the lies put out by the BLM agitators, Wilson had to give up his career, move his family, and is going to be forced to live in fear for the rest of his life. The town of Ferguson was destroyed. Businesses burned to the ground, police officers attacked, people injured, the National Guard called in, massive taxpayer money expended to contain the riots. At the Democratic convention, though, Leslie McSpadden was wildly cheered. Eric Holder said Brown tried to kill a cop. Are these Democrats insane? If Brown's mother had done something noteworthy, apart from raising a hoodlum, perhaps pioneering a cardiac stent that will save people's lives, then I could understand her being a headliner at the Democratic convention. However, as I understand it, her sole claim to fame is giving birth to and then carefully nurturing a violent cop assaulting criminal. Now, Donald Trump... Donald Trump, along with every other Republican ever to run for president, is required to repeatedly disavow David Duke. And as far as I know, Donald Trump's never met David Duke. He's never mentioned David Duke. Probably hasn't ever thought of David Duke and certainly didn't invite him to speak at his convention. Pantsuit invites to her convention the mother of a man whose criminality destroyed a police officer's life, tore the country apart, and gave birth to a murderous cop-hating movement. Where are the reporters asking her to disavow that? As we close out, there was a time when Teddy Kennedy was still alive in 1984, when he approached the Soviets, who were then led by the former KGB head Yuri Andropov, and tried to negotiate help in opposing Reagan. We found out about this when Yeltsin opened up the Soviet archives in 1991. In 1991, Tim Sebastian, reporter for the London Times, came across an arresting memorandum talking about Edward Kennedy. On 9-10 May of this year, Senator Edward Kennedy's close friend and trusted confidant, John Tunney, was in Moscow. Senator charged Tunney to convey the following message through confidential contacts to General Secretary of the Committee, Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Yuri Andropov. And his message was simple. He proposed an unabashed quid pro quo. He would lend Andropov a hand in dealing with President Reagan. In return, the Soviet leader would lend the Democratic Party a hand in challenging Reagan in the 1984 presidential election. You see, the Democrats have done this before. And Trump did not approach Putin to drop all this stuff. But this is the Democrats. The reason they're upset is because they used to play with them. They used to use them. And the only problem with the, you know, when you're a socialist and you're dealing with communists, communists are going to win in that particular arena. They're going to be the ones that score the most points. So the reason they're saying that Trump and is owned by Putin is because they're projecting the fact that they have been involved with the Soviet Union before, trying to influence an election. Yeah. So. Oh, gosh. Some of this stuff, you know, the Democratic Party, I look at that and I'm like, you just can't make this kind of stuff up. We'll be back here in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. Has been, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.